Hey, while we talk to our next guest on line one, I want to remind you that line two is open for several of your calls. If you would like to call in and discuss the following topics with our next guest, you're more than welcome to call in and say hello to Bobby Reed, the author of Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them. And before we get to Ms. Reed, we want to remind you that you can also use line two at 513-961-8900. To make your pledge of support for public radio in Cincinnati, we are accepting your donations at all levels from $1 to $1 million. But whatever you give will be greatly appreciated and will go towards the operation of this radio station and our continued broadcast excellence in the tri-state and worldwide via the internet. Please call now. We have exciting premium pledge levels that include the WAIF pen, letter opener clock, the ball cap, the coffee mug, we even have a WAIF jacket this year, which I don't think we had last year. So you might want to get in now and pledge your support. We'd like to thank Charlie for calling in. Charlie made a very generous support, and he's one of the good people. Hopefully you're one of the good people, too. If you're listening right now, keep in mind that you're not listening to commercials. You're listening to us. Real local people doing real live programming, something that you'll get nowhere else on the dial in this market, and not in most others either. So I now turn the show over to our next guest. Bobby Reed has authored a new book called Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Fine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, tell us a little bit about your book and why do you think guys are so clueless? Most of us know more than the women we date.
Well, the idea for the book started during a discussion about men. I was with a group of friends, and we kind of talked about the fact that guys just don't get it. If they did a few little things here and there for women, they'd have us wrapped around their little finger.
What, like take you out for ice cream and stuff?
Oh, that would depend.
On what, the flavor?
It would be a nice start to an evening.
Well, usually dessert's the last thing. Well, the second to last thing you have every night.
Well, sometimes you can do it in reverse.
Ba-boom, and then ice cream?
I wasn't meaning that.
Yeah, you were.
Well,
we were.
Oh, yeah, you were. Sure, yeah, you weren't meaning that.
But it's romantic things.
All right, great. I want to get to page 87 of your book.
Page 87.
Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them. We're talking to Bobby Reed, author of Clueless. And you mentioned one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. That, of course, is the greatest movie of all time. Love at First Bite with George Hamilton.
I love that movie.
When he turns into the bat and he flies into the open window of the poor family and they start screaming, "Eat a black chicken, Daddy, kill it, eat a black chicken, we gonna eat the chicken, Daddy." That's the scene you should have quoted for your book. Do you remember that scene?
I remember it, but that wasn't the romantic part.
And what about when Richard Benjamin, Richard Benjamin rips open his shirt real fast. And he pulls up his religious medallion as the Star of David instead of the cross. And George Hamilton says, "That's the wrong one, you idiot."
There's some good bits in there, I will have to admit. But I was focusing on the romantic part.
Yeah, there was romance in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My dear, no right. Quickies, only longies.
No, with you, never a quickie, always a longie.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's because of the count, you know. That's the
What, they have to count while they do it?
That's the Sesame Street count. Hey, okay, first of all, I want to define some terms. Enough about George Hamilton movies, but have you ever seen Zorro the Gay Blade?
I don't believe it.
If you've liked Love at First Bite, you'll love Zorro the Gay Blade. He plays Zorro, and guess what? He's gay. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It. Get what? Hello, get what? What are you talking about? It, what? What do you mean, it, what, huh?
What women want. It is what women want, what we're looking for.
Well, here's the deal. You know, somebody a little more cynical would say, "Hey, listen, Bobby Reed, the deal is, yo, that you chicks don't know what you want. You're all freaked out. You change moods all the time. You let every little thing bug you. You like to talk too damn much, and only half of what you say you really mean. That's why guys don't understand, because chicks are moody and they talk more and they don't mean what they say."
Well, there is advice for women in the book too on how to talk to the guy and, you know, don't do things like making everything difficult for him. Make sure that you're not doing trick questions.
Well, if the dude says, what's wrong, don't say nothing.
And if that's the dude's, a favorite, I have to admit. That's a favorite with women, and I caution against that.
If the dude says, hey, what's wrong, and the chick says nothing, and the dude says, cool, I'm going to go down the bar and watch the game, hello, the chick cannot freak out. Because the chick said nothing was wrong.
But somehow the
guy is the bad guy in all this. Because a guy, you know, a dude nowadays in 2005, it's not enough for a guy to bring home the bacon, for a guy to ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom whenever, to fix the car, to change the light bulbs and kill the spiders, but now you got to be a Kreskin.
Well, you killing the spiders is really a helpful thing. What you guys have to understand is, though, that women today are capable of making the house payment and doing those things themselves. So what we're looking for is we want some romance. And that's difficult for a lot of guys.
Give us some tips on how to be more romantic, especially for those of us who are more romantically crippled.
Romantically crippled.
Yes.
I like that. I have chapters in there on love, romance, affection, and little things mean a lot. And I would say one of the most important is little things mean a lot.
Like what? What do you mean little things? Because, I'm pretty much one of these guys that has a different broad every night. But I found out that it's usually the big things are what matter. They want to be wooed big time.
Well, wooing can encompass little things. We like to have our chairs pulled out, and I like to have the door opened. I like to have somebody hold my coat. If you say you're going to call, remember to do that. Email. Say, I love you, or, if you're not on the love issue yet, gee, I had a great time. You know, thanks for the evening. Just, it's remembering us, recognizing us.
And that's all it takes. So if a dude drops an email once a day, then, wow, it's then hey, it's party time. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, and a coat and a chair and stuff, too.
All right.
Now, that's all fine and good until you wind up going out with somebody you just met, and then you didn't realize that she was a non-leg shaver feminine. And then you pull out her chair, and she says, I can do that. And then you hold the door open, and she's like, it's the 21st century, dude.
Isn't that sad?
Then what do you do?
Well, if you're really interested in her, I guess you'll have to listen to what she's saying, because she's being open and honest about it, but there may be other things that she likes. She may be the kind of person that wants you to send her a card. Maybe she's not the right person for you.
Maybe I'll buy her a razor for Christmas.
I think she might be offended by that.
One of those vibrating razors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the good kind.
Hey, if you want to call in and say hello to the author, and maybe you even have some questions of your own about your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife or significant other person. So if you want to call the show, we got an open phone line at 513-961-8900. The author's name is Bobby Reed. You can call her Bobby or the old Bobino. So call in now, 961-8900. We'll put you on the air. You can ask the expert some questions about your relationship situation, and hopefully we'll shed some light onto it and make everything wonderful.
I have a question about the art to the book. It's a picture of a model of an attractive young lady, and she's sitting on a pet carrier. And inside the pet carrier, also known as a dog carrier or a cat carrier, is a young man looking up like he's miserable. And that is too often the impression that men have of getting into a relationship, is the woman wants to confine, control, and emasculate and neuter the man. But yet you seem to be promoting that idea with this artwork on the cover of your book.
I can understand that if that's all you look at. But one of the things I'd like to say about the book is it's not man bashing, and there's a lot of fun in there. I interviewed over 180 people from California to New York, Alaska, even a few from Europe and Australia. And these are their stories about guys being clueless and sometimes not being clueless. And then there are little suggestions at the end for what a guy might do or what a woman might say to her guy. None of it's psychobabble, and it's a real easy read. So the cover is supposed to be fun.
I thought it was titillating because, you know, some guys are into that whole cage and S&M kind of stuff.
That could be.
He was just missing the ball in his mouth.
I was just I was just looking at it from it was supposed to be amusing.
Oh, okay. Well, so what are some things that you found when you talked to
Hey, hold
your
on. Did you know she's
people?
Doing a book signing here in a couple days?
What? Get out.
Yeah, Bobby Reed, the author of Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women That Love Them, is going to be in Cincinnati on Saturday at the Walden Books at Kenwood Town Center.
Wow. October 29th, Walden Books, Kenwood Town Center, Bobby Reed signing Clueless. Mm-hmm.
I'll be there from 1 to 3.
1 to 3. Cool. So when
if
you talk...
I want to say, too, I didn't want to forget. If anybody shows up and says, I heard you on the Chris and Rob show, I have a little gift for them.
Really? Oh, boy.
Yes.
Penicillin?
Oh. Can I tell them what it is?
Is it penicillin? Because most of our listeners need some penicillin.
They'll have to talk to their doctor for that one.
Oh, what you got there, Bobby?
It's a bookmark, and it has a magnifying glass on it. Get a clue?
Oh, okay. I got it. A little magnifying. It's for our older listeners.
Oh.
So they can read the fine print.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob was going to ask you a question.
So you talked to 180 people. What were some of the most common things that women said that their old man did wrong?
Probably one of the biggest complaints would be TV and sports, being a sports widow.
What do you mean by sports?
That's why you got to date a girl that digs your team.
Pardon?
You got to date a girl who digs your team.
If you find, if you really, really are into sports, it might be good to find a woman who likes sports also.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to find a compromise. So you don't need to do sports. You might think you do. But if you really want to be in a relationship, you can't do it morning till night, 7 days a week.
Maybe I need to find a girl who really likes Jimi Hendrix and bong hits.
If that's what you're into, is that Chris?
No, that was Rob.
That was Rob saying that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You know, Electric Ladyland, Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it helps a lot if you have things in common.
Because I think what you're saying is a lot of guys and girls are dating each other or maybe even are married already, but they don't have anything in common. Because a guy wants to watch a ball game and a girl wants to do something else, like cook or do whatever. I don't know. I'm being stereotypical, but you know what I'm saying.
You have to do some compromising in any relationship, right, or it won't work. So, and if you do like everything the same, it's probably going to be good, except you might be spending too much time together. You need to once in a while get away and you go out with the guys.
Yeah, what's up with some of these couples who they meet each other, they date, and then they wind up not only getting married, but then they work at the same office?
Ew, gross.
And, you know, you probably know somebody like that over the years. You've met somebody who, or maybe a lot of people have teachers that are married. And like one teacher is teaching, you know, English literature and the other teacher is teaching, you know, world history.
Yeah, but
they're married.
But they're not together,
well,
though.
They're in school all day. They're hanging out in the teacher's lounge all afternoon having smokes.
If they get along and it works for them, then it's good. But if there's conflict, it's not good to work together.
What if, what doesn't absence make the heart fonder?
In some cases.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. We got a phone call coming in. If you would like to call in and say hello to the author, Bobby Reed, the author of Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them, give a call on our call-in line at 513-961-8900. A favorite regular caller of ours here at the show has just called in on line two. Hello from Cheviot, Ohio. We have John. Hi, John.
Hey, Chris and Rob, I just tuned in and I heard you talking to your guest here, and I need some advice because I'm having some trouble with my old lady.
Are you? Now, this doesn't involve guns, because usually when you call in, you want to talk about guns.
Yeah, well, no, this doesn't have anything to do with guns.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Unless you want to talk about guns, then we can...
No, John, please, John, please.
Hi, John.
Hello, ma'am. My question is, how do I get my wife to let me go out with her sister?
Like on a date with her sister?
Well, yeah, kind of. You know, I have her over, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
You can't be serious, John, are you?
What kind?
I mean, you're one of our more strange callers.
It's a very
still.
European concept for John.
I guess.
Well,
it is.
I mean, I've been feeling that urge for a while, but you know, I don't want to, you know, like be a deceiver or nothing.
Doesn't want to be a deceiver.
You don't want a deceiver. John, I think you're going to cause big problems in your marriage if you start talking about wanting to spend time with your sister-in-law.
Well, I mean, her husband said it's okay. I mean, I talked to him about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, he kind of was looking at my wife, you know?
I think this is a different topic for a different show with a different guest.
I'll tell you what, John, if you really want to get into this in a little more depth, why don't you check out my website and email me? I have an advice, internet advice column.
This would be great in your column, too,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Good save, Bobby.
It's www.cluelessqueries, that's one word, clueless. clueries.com.
What's Clueless?
Contact me at cluelessqueries.com and send me an email, and I'll give you a little more info on that subject.
So I guess your next book is going to be about swinging, real solutions for men who want to swing and the women who are still kind of dubious on the idea.
Well, it's a great idea, but actually the next one is called Wacky First Dates and When to Say Hit the Road, Jack or Jill. So if anybody has any wacky first dates that they would like to tell me about, they also can contact me at that website.
Ah. All right, thanks a lot there, John.
Wait a minute, I got another question. What does clueless mean?
Clueless means without a clue, to have no clue, to be sort of in the dark.
What kind of clue?
Thanks, John. We will respond to your question off the air.
Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
Right, thanks, bye-bye. Call next week.
All right. Good.
Bobby,
so
what is
John
clueless?
John is clueless.
I don't know.
Apparently.
So we said that Bobby Reed, author of Clueless, you said that the women's are complaining that the guys watch either too much TV or go to too many sporting events. And what are the guys complaining about their old ladies?
Being called an old lady. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Through my research and interview process, most often I didn't hear men say that women were clueless. I know we are sometimes, but, you know, men's needs are so different. And I think probably one of the biggest problems that we have is we try to treat you guys the way we want to be treated. And I don't think most men are really interested in having flowers sent to them at work.
Oh, I knew a guy at work who had flowers sent to him, and he was so embarrassed, he was so mad, I think he went home and beat his wife.
Exactly. They we send you cards. We do all those little romantic things that really... you would rather have a meal made for you.
Well, I was going to say cards are okay if a dollar bill or a gift certificate falls out of it.
Red Lobster gift certificate, that's always appreciated.
That's pretty cool.
White Castle coupons.
So send us cards. Just make sure that there's something in there.
There's gift certificates. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what ladies can do. You go to eBay and you type in sexy Halloween costume.
Uh-huh.
You'll thank me later.
Well, there's a little story or two in the book in Chapter 6 about playing dress-up.
Really?
So you might want to check that out.
Is that appropriate for radio?
I think we'll pass on that one.
Really? You might be surprised. Give us the basic gist of playing dress-up in Chapter 6 of Clueless, Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them.
Chapter
6. One story that was funny.
82.
About a woman that decided to play dress up, and she did. Her mate reacted very strangely. Couldn't talk. She was very upset because she thought that perhaps he was angry or there was something weird going on, and he just kind of kept going. Ice cream. Ice cream. So she fed him some ice cream. She said he settled down, and then he enjoyed the game.
And then she untied him?
I didn't hear about any ropes in that one.
You know, I had a gal I was living with for a while.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, and this occurred to me what happened a little bit later on after the fact. But every day, I'd come home, and she'd meet me at the door, and she'd be wearing this really, really sexy negligee type nightgown, like somewhere in between Victoria's Secret and Frederick's of Hollywood. Every day, I'd come home, and she would be standing there at the door, dressed like that, there to meet me.
And did you like that?
Well, not really, because she was on her way out. But anyway, I'd go inside and make myself
okay,
a more...
Very good, very good. But you handed her a coat on her way out.
Exactly, that's exactly what I did. I handed her a coat on the way out. So you're saying that you talked to 180 guys or so, and guys had no complaints about their women?
No, 180 folks.
Okay.
It was men, women, people of every flavor, different ethnicities, and different parts of the world. So I, for the most part, guys did not complain about the women.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Well,
what were the guys complaining? Did they complain about their relationships at all, or they just had no complaints at all?
No, usually they told stories on themselves about being clueless.
How about that?
Well, those stories where that I have where men are not clueless, most of those were women talking about they've got a guy that's figured it out, or they've just ended up with a really good guy. And so that's where most of them came from. There were a few guys that said they figured it out, and so they told stories on themselves from the past.
Well, one thing you hear a lot about is guys complaining that their old ladies are trying to change them. Did you get any complaints or any feeling of that being a big problem?
I think I didn't so much get complaints as I believe that a lot of women do try to do that. That wasn't an essential part of the book. I don't think you can change anybody. You learn that as you go along. Women do want to change. We want to try to fix you guys. And you are what you are, like we are what we are. The only changing that can be done is something that you decide to do yourself. So that's part of communication. If you listen to her and you go, well, she's got a point about that, everything else is good, but I could change this one thing, I'd say go for it.
And we're running out of time as we come up to 11 o'clock. Bobby Reed, you'll be in town at the Kenwood Town Center at the big bookstore there, the Walden Books at the Kenwood Town Center, Saturday, the 29th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
1 to 3 p.m. It's called Clueless Real Solutions for Men Who Don't Get It and the Women Who Love Them. And Bobby Reed, one more time, your website, please.
The website is www.cluelessqueries.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, you know, this all this talk reminds me of another time I was in a relationship, and I came home, and my gal met me at the door, right? And she's wearing like a bustier type thing, and she's wearing, you know, stockings, and she's wearing these, you know, it's late here. I don't know where you are, but it's late here in Cincinnati, so I'll go ahead and say it. She's wearing crotchless panties.
Oh, my God.
And she met me at the door. Can you believe that? And anyway, she said, hey, Rob, are you interested? And I said, hell no. Look what it did to your panties.
Oh. That was clueless, Rob.
That was clueless. That was bad. Even I think that's bad, dude. Not. I like the worst jokes in the world. That one was bad. So what'd you think of this interview, Bobby? Is it the best one you've done
I
so far?
I want to say thank you very much.
How many interviews have you done since the book came out?
This is my first.
This is number one?
Yeah, it is.
Well, the book just came out today, didn't it?
Yeah, It came out September 1st, but this is the I'm in Florida right now, so this is the first we've been out on the road. My publicist, they're working on there'll be a 20-city radio tour.
Great.
And we'll probably be doing that out of the home office in the San Francisco Bay Area.
All right, well, when you're...